Okay, so again, welcome to this afternoon's or this morning's or wherever you are in the world's meditation, guided meditation session. I don't want to spend too much long on the introduction. We've already started the meditation retreat. The mind should be primed, ready to go into some nice, calm, peaceful meditation. We'll just see how deeply we go. So we start off with closing your eyes. I like closing the eyes simply because it's one less of the senses to have to deal with. With my eyes closed, I next like to see if I can close off the hearing. It's nice to listen to my voice, otherwise there's not much point in me giving a little bit of guidance in this beginning part of the meditation. All the other voices, see if you can just give them less importance. Then it's amazing, even though you may be living next to a road with heavy traffic, or living under a flight path, or living next to neighbors who are noisy. Still, after a while, you just learn how to pay no attention to those sounds. And even the sounds, they're like they're a long way away. And then your bodily feelings. The first thing to do to be able to lessen the disturbance of the bodily feelings is to make yourself as comfortable as you possibly can. But just like sound, you cannot get rid of the sound totally that easily. Same with the bodily feelings. We create more comfort in our body. Meditating, sitting down, or even if you are sickly, lying down, or you're really tired, as long as you don't fall asleep, that lying down meditation will be very effective. When I do lying down meditation, I usually reserve lying on my back to the meditation posture when I'm lying down. When I go to sleep, I start on my sides, left side or right side. When I lie down on my back, I've done that for so many years. It tells my mind that it wants to meditate, not fall asleep. Find a comfortable position for yourself. And to me, because this is how I trained as a young monk, sitting down just on the ground on a cushion, I just check my posture first of all. I don't check my posture to make it fit into any category which I have seen or read about. I trust my body to know if it's comfortable, in a comfort that I can sustain for a long time. So I look at my whole body, feel it as a unit. And I can notice that it's already pretty comfortable. We're all sitting in here about 5 or 10 minutes beforehand, so I expect it now to be comfortable, but you give yourself time. Often I call meditation learning how to relax to the max. First of all, relaxing the body. And then relaxing the sixth sense, the mind. And I notice if I relax in the body, just sitting here, I do need the mindfulness awareness of how my body is. I need the wisdom to know from even past experience that if I keep my body like this, it will relax even more, or it'll get more tense. I choose the relaxing even more pass. My body is in a decent position to begin with. I don't care about what other people think of it. I just want to make sure my body feels relaxed. Once my body is relaxed, then I learn how to relax my mind. And as I mentioned, I think, earlier today, relaxing means I have very little business to do. No work, no plans, no figuring out memories. So I have to let go of past and let go of future. And to do that effectively, I'm kind to the past and kind to the future. I look at the positive side of the past. It's all gone, finished. And whoever did what, I can give them forgiveness. Myself forgiveness and be so kind to my past. Well, I've learned a lot from the past. And as for the future, I was like the phrase that now, right now, is where the future is being made. The only place where I can work towards a better future is right now. So I stay here in this moment. And in this moment, being here, I also add the kindness. And the kindness allows me to stay here. I don't ask too much of the present moment. I'm just kind to this moment. I wish it well. When I'm in the present moment, the next thing which I develop is the silence. I don't want to think, or don't want to. I don't think of the present moment. I know it. I don't give it words and explanations. They're not needed. I feel and experience how this present moment is. I'm not giving anything a name. And that way, I enter the silent present moment. And I hope you all realize that now your mindfulness it's expanded and grown more strong. You don't have to deal with past or future. Just this moment. When you're silent with this moment. Just being here. Kindfulness. And here, before you let go of words and descriptions totally, if there is any problem you keep on meeting in meditation, now is the time to program your mindfulness. I will not fight sleepiness. I will not escape into restlessness. I'll stand back and watch the two of them without getting involved. So I can be at peace, aware, kind, and see what happens. Every time it happens to me, as soon as I do that, my breath is right in front of me, bright and clear. And I let it develop like a flower on a tree. See the bud, the breath appear. I know it's going to blossom. It always does. Anything which can happen. Slowly I can let go. Enjoy even this stage of the meditation. Being content and easily satisfied. That makes me really blissed. See what happens. Getting close to the end of the meditation period. How do you feel? Can you notice a pleasant feeling in meditation? What encourages the mind to leap towards stillness? Feels good. And it shows you so many wonderful understandings of the nature of the mind. As the body comes online again, body feels so relaxed and at peace. Maybe your mindfulness is now really, really strong. Often when I open my eyes at the end of a meditation, I pause, see what's in front of my eyes. It's a piece of carpet. Often I've never seen the carpet look as beautiful as after a deep meditation. Later on, you understand why. So I now invite you, open your eyes, to come out of this brief meditation. If you can, smile. Bring some of the happiness out. Okay, we have a 15-minute break, if you wish. And then at 4 o'clock, we start a sutta class. The sutta class, Arana Vibhanga Sutta. Majjhima, one of my favorites. Sutta on non-conflict. 139. See how much gets discussed. Coming soon in a computer screen close to you. The one in front of you now. Okay, so when you wish to finish off this little sitting, you can up you go and have a bit of a rest if you wish to.